Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. It is truly a blessing to be here this day, this very minute, this very hour. This is a blessing that only we can get in serving a true and a living God. This is really a blessing. Why is it a blessing? Because I'm able to call on the name of Jesus. I can just call him. Yeah. I'm able to just call on the name of Jesus. Everybody can't do that. Everybody don't have that privilege. Everybody don't. I thank God. I thank God for you, and I thank God for you and you. Yes. We are just grateful today. We are grateful. We know that we have been talking about hope. And we're just going to just pause for a second, and we're going to go with our reading, Exodus. Chapter 34. Yeah, Exodus. Chapter 34. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. We just give him praise. We give him praise. Yes, we thank him. Exodus chapter 4. And it tells us, verse 5. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. Verse 6 says, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abundance in love, glory, 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 in love and faithfulness. 7, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellious, and sin. What a mighty God. Am I blessed? Yes. I'm blessed. I'm better than blessed. Praise his holy name. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, Master, because we know that your word is true, oh God. And we thank you, God, for just allowing us to be present this day, this very minute, this very moment, God, that only you have given us, God, that you have allowed us to be blessed through your Son, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. We are blessed. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Master. We lift up all those who don't know you in the importance of their sins all around this world, God. Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you touch, oh God. Touch in a mighty way, God. Touch, oh God, in a way that only you can touch, God. Our loved ones, God. Our children, God. Those who don't know you in the importance of their sins, God. Those that don't even know that there is a God who is holy, who is just. It's righteousness. Oh, Master, we ask you right now, God, as we intercede for our sisters and our brothers, God, those who just want to keep on clubbing, God, those who want to keep on shacking up, Master, those who want to keep on hopping to this bed and hopping to that bed, God, we lift them up to you, Master. Those who are sick, oh, God, sick in their sins, God, sick in their soul, God, sick in their bodies. Master, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the rebellious child, God, the rebellious child that has grown up to be a man and grown up to be a woman. Oh, God, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up our seniors, God. Master, we know that you never will leave them, oh, God. That you're steady taking care of them, God. And we are grateful, God. We are grateful, Master, for everything that you're doing, oh, God. And we just want to say hallelujah to you, God. And thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that comes and leads us and guides us into every truth that we see and witness this day. Every truth that proclaims your name, that comes out of our mouths, oh God, that comes out of our hearts, oh God. So we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We have been talking about hope. Yeah, hope, 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 hope. H-O-P-E, hope. Yeah, where would we be? Where would we be? Where would we be? Where would we be without hope? Glory to God. Can we have faith but never engage in hope? Hope cannot exist without faith. Think, in order to have hope, you must have faith. In whatever, and hope will show itself. You got to have faith in something, and then hope, through that faith, is going to show up. It's going to show itself. Yeah, it's going to show itself. Hope and faith are just like twins. You cannot be without the other one. Listen to this. One can believe there is a God, but has no faith to believe what God can do. Did you hear what I said? One can believe that there is a God, but has no faith to believe what God can do. See, you could believe that there is a God. You can believe he exists. You know that. But you don't have the faith. Don't have the faith. Did you hear what I said? To believe what he could do. Have mercy. Mercy, God. Mercy. Mercy. Can you remember as a child, you didn't talk. You didn't talk about hope. But you sure spoke about what you wished for. You was wishing as a child. You wished for this. You wished for that. Yeah. Some ordering companies have a spot where you can click on your wish list. There's a wish, W-I-S-H, things that you're wishing for. So you have a wish list, things that you're anticipating on purchasing or coming back to get them. So you just put them in this particular list. Yeah, any difference? Any difference in hoping and wishing? Not much. Hoping and wishing. Yeah. We're talking about hope. Yeah. Ever felt like there was no hope? None. Can't find any as much as I tried to do the right thing. But even in doing that, I can't see the hope. I can't see. Ever felt completely overwhelmed? Even folks you know that you're in contact with are all talking hopelessly. Hopelessly. Another example of hopelessness is to turn to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 17. We're going to move quickly into our lesson. First Kings. And it says here, chapter 17, verse 12. This is where I'm starting. And she said, I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread. Not a single piece. I don't have a single piece of bread in my house. Listen to that. How many of us have experienced this hopelessness, this feeling of despair? I can remember feeling this, looking hopelessly, holding your head down. We have all experienced hopelessness, feeling defeated, feeling like there is no tomorrow. Yeah. At some time or another, we have experienced hopelessness. Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking to you, the believers. Because hopelessness has no perspective person. Hopelessness comes to all, believers as well as those who are not in Christ. Yeah, let's be clear. Hopelessness comes to all of us. We all have that feeling. If it's no more than 10 minutes, sometimes it could be 30 minutes. Sometimes it could be a complete day that you feel hopeless. Yes. Yeah. But just hold on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have only a handful. She says, I only have a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. Bottom of the barrel. Yeah. Just a little bit. That's all I got. Hopelessness. Feeling like there is no tomorrow. No one has come to help you. You can't find food. You can't take care of you and your child. So you know that you're going to starve to death. So you can't see where it can actually come from. Hopelessness. Yeah. So it says here, I was just gathering a few sticks just to cook this last meal. And then my son and I, we will die. Feeling hopeless. Yeah. And we pray that it's going to be temporary. We pray for this to be temporary. Nothing permanent. Some good things have come out of hopelessness. Yeah. I know you're saying, well, what could come out of being hopeless? Things like starting a new business can come out of being hopeless, can come out of you being in a situation called despair. Yeah, hopelessness. You deciding to get into control of your credit. Yeah, why? Because you were in a state of hopelessness. Yeah, you were feeling hopeless. Within 24 hours, you experienced that. Mm-hmm. Going back to school, going back to college to complete the law degree or whatever degree, the medical degree, just to go back to school. Yeah. You went into a thing of hopelessness. You begin to feel that you can't achieve the things that God has put in place for you to achieve. So you need to reset it. Yeah, go back and reset. Huh? Only God knows what can happen to us. Only God knows. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of time God allows these things to happen to us. The feeling of despair can come. Mm-hmm. It can come and resonate. It can be there for, like I said, 30 minutes. It could be there an hour. It could be there a week. The feeling of hopelessness. Listen to me. If you felt this way, I want to explain this to you. You're only normal. This is normal for you to feel this. This is not something out of the ordinary. We all are human, and we all will go through a feeling of hopelessness. Yes. Remember, the word tells us that we will have trials and we will have tribulations. So in having all the trials and having the tribulations, we have mixed feelings. Yeah. Things go. Huh? 1 Kings chapter 19, and it tells us that verse 4, it may, of course, have physical cause. Mm-hmm. A lack of sleep, hopelessness, improper diet, yeah, vitamin deficiency. We could even be completely exhausted. Uh-huh. Yeah. Becoming exhausted can actually lead you into a state of mind where you feel hopelessness. You feel that you're at the end of your rope. I know we have all heard that. Hang on in there. This is what we hear. Hang on in there. Yeah. Verse 4 says to us, but be he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he asked that he might die. Now, who is this? What's going on here in First King chapter 19? This is Elijah. Yeah, here he is. Mm-hmm. In verse 4, He's under the broom tree. Yeah. Now look closely at the words here. Mm-hmm. Then look into your own heart. Yeah. Now, do you remember when? Uh-huh. Yes, when? When you felt this same way, but you survived. Mm-hmm. You survived. You crawled out of that hole. You survived. Yeah. It is enough. He said, it's enough. Now, oh Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. Now, this is hopelessness. This is, I'm buried in this hole. Yeah, this is what this is. I'm buried. Yeah, now I'm beginning to compare others who have failed, others who have been in a despairing situation. I'm beginning to compare myself with others who have not achieved what they should have achieved. Yeah. So I'm starting to compare. Why? Because I'm having a sense of hopelessness. Where is my hope? How many of us have cried these same tears? How many of us have felt that we were alone? Yeah, God knows better. He knows what is best. He knows what is best for you, and he knows what is best for me. Yeah. So he says here to just allow him to die. He was just interested in just dying. Mm-hmm. Just coming to a place of no more moving, no more breathing. Just take me out. Just take me out, God. Take me out. Yeah. And so most of the time when we get to this place, it's time for us to go into time out. Yeah, because we're overwhelmed. We're overworked. It's time for us to lay down. It's time for us to get rest. It's time for us to take a nap. Yeah, verse 5 tells us, and he laid down under the broom tree. Yeah, he laid there. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Now, I want you to pay attention to that. I really want you to pay attention to that real good. This is a sure meltdown. This is what we call a meltdown. A meltdown. Yeah. The spiritual breakdown, going too much, sometime out of the necessity. Yeah. Sometime out of necessity. Yeah. We're going too much. So a nap is required. Mm-hmm. A spiritual rejuvenation is completely necessary, huh? Because all hope is gone. Mm-hmm. So God sees all. He knows all. He is our Heavenly Father. So what he does he say, throw you to the curb? Does he say, go dig up the hole because it's time to go? No. He sends an angel. Glory to God. Isn't that like God? That's like him. He sends an angel. Yeah. He sends an angel. Verse 6 says, and he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on a hot stove and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and laid down again. Tired, exhausted, worked, overwhelmed. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody have been in these shoes? Anybody have actually embraced this? Hopelessness. Hopeless. Completely burnt out. Yeah, at a state of spiritual burnt out. I can remember when I was spiritually burnt out. I used to do a lot in church. I used to do a lot. I was in the choir. Then I was the secretary for the choir. Then I was the Sunday school teacher. And I mean, I did all of this in a season, one season. I didn't say this was something I did multiple times in certain periods. No, all in a certain time, I had all these hats. Yeah. And then one time, it just happened. I became spiritually burnt out. What that mean? Spiritually exhausted, spiritually wondering, is God paying attention to anything I'm doing? Is this what he wants me to do? Spiritually exhausted, so exhausted too, I came to this place just like Elijah. My place was I did nothing. I let all those titles go, and I sit, and I act just like others did. When they came to worship, I worshiped too, but I wore no hats. Why? Because I was spiritually burnt out, seeking direction, felt hopeless. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Am I talking to anybody? Anybody could get this? That is why today I don't do all of that in church. I don't wear those hats. I was spiritually burnt out. And the Lord had to speak to me. Just like we see, he sends the angel to Elijah. And the angel of the Lord came in verse 7 and says the second time, and touched him and said, arise and get up, for the journey is too great for you. Now, what is this saying here? Did the angel say that we're getting ready to bury you tomorrow? Did the angel say that the grave is over there waiting on you? All you have to do is just go slide in? Did the angel say time is up? You can go and jump off the cliff? Did the angel say you can go drown in the river? No. Hope is here. Hope is here. Are you listening to me? The journey is great for you, and you need to eat. Why you need to eat? Only people who will want to live eat. Think about it. Only people who want to live will eat. People who will die, they have no desire for earthly food. Think about it. Look at that. Look. It's telling him to eat so you can maintain your strength. Glory to God. See, when we feel like it's all over, when we feel that there is no hope, when we feel that we can't go any further, glory to God, hope shows up. Hope. Now notice. Notice. Not once did the angel say, okay, that you can go and lay down and die. Not one time did the angel use those words. Verse 8 says, and he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah, he moved on. He moved on. Yeah, in the direction God had ordained for him to go. Are you listening to me? Point I'm making here is it ain't over. It ain't over until God says it's over. I don't care how we feel. I don't care how we get exhausted. Yeah, how we can't see our way sometime. It's not over until God. Glory to God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Being obedient. He rose up. He rose up. He rose up and ate and gained his strength and continued on his journey. Notice. Not one time did the angel surprise. Was the angel act like they were surprised? The angel never acted as if, oh, the angel didn't even say, oh, Elijah, why are you acting like that? No one even acknowledged his feelings. Not at one time. Yeah. They didn't act surprised that he was feeling overwhelmed. It wasn't a shock. Yeah. But as God had promised that he stayed there with him through his feeling of hopelessness. Did you hear me? So we're talking about hope. Where is our hope? Our hope is in God, huh? That's where our hope lies. Yeah. Look at 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. I'm going to try to do this real quick. Verse Samuel, let me just give an overview of this. First Samuel tells us here, it says, here you, this is an overview. I haven't taken you to a chapter yet. Here you are reminded of your own business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're out here, you're minding your own business, and you're out in the field. Think about it. You're out in the field, and you're minding your own business. And then someone comes up to you. Mm-hmm. The army of the Lord comes up to anoint you and to tell you that you will be king. 1 Samuel 23. Stay with me. But not yet. You're going to be king, but not today, but you're going to be king. Okay, so you're anointed. So So this position is coming real soon. So you still have some trials and you have some tribulations that you have to overcome. But you are anointed. Keep in mind, you are anointed. 21. And verse 21 only reminds us that if you're anointed to be king, there is a king now that's in place. But this king soon will be moved, Verse 21 tells us, Saul is speaking as he says, the Lord bless you for your concern for me. What is being said here? Saul is speaking to one of his servants, one of his men, one of his commanding officers. Yeah. And he's telling him that he thanks him for being concerned about him, for being, aware of his pursuit. Because right here in verse 21, Saul is pursuing David. Yeah. Who is that? David, the one who is anointed, the one who will soon be king. Are you listening to me? Remember, the trials and tribulations have yet to come. Verse 22 says, go and make further preparations. Find out where David usually goes and who has seen him there. Who is saying that? Saul. Saul, the one who will no longer be king real soon. But he can't accept this. This is very hard for him to accept. Yeah, but it was all his own doing. It was his own doing. Yeah, so it sounds like a hot pursuit. Saul, who is king at this time, is telling his men to go and find out where David is. David, the soon-to-be king, the one who is anointed. Verse 24 says, David and his men were in the desert, among all. Yeah. And they were deep in the desert, in the desert place. And see, when you're deep in the desert, you're deep in the desert because you're in a place of hopelessness. You're trying to seek. You're trying to find out which way to go. What should I do? So here we see that they're in this desert place. Verse 25 says, Saul and his men begin to search, and David was told about it. So David's men told him, and Saul's men told him. Saul was the one that was in the pursuit of David. Now think about it. Here you were told that you were going to be king. Here you were told that you were anointed. So what is going on? When will the anointing take place? Why do I feel hopeless? Why do I feel like there is no hope here? Hold on, Hold on. David, hiding, stay alive. Really? He really don't want to kill anybody. He really don't want to kill. Because, see, David don't have to run. David could stand and kill. But he choose not to do that. Yeah. David is wondering, where is his hope? Where is hope? Chapter 24 tells us God shows up to David. After David has gone through all of this agonizing, hiding and running, God shows up and he tells David that today he's going to give him his enemy on a platter. Look at that. Hope shows up. Hope shows up this particular day. Yeah. So to someone that's listening to me, feeling hopeless, there is no need. God is your hope. God is your hope. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, God. Your word is truth, God. It's truth to our spirit. It's truth to our soul. Help us, oh God, to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your works, oh God. And we will be careful to give you all the praise, give you all the honor. We look forward to having you back here with us on Sunday evenings with God Favors Ministry and back here with us next Friday. Glory God. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God.